こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 BMJ に掲載された事例によると、2013年に包茎手術、脂肪吸引、アームリフトなど複数の整形手術を受けた40歳のブラジル人女性が、手術の影響で物を盗む衝動に駆られてしまう窃盗症にかかっていたことが分かりました。手術直後から女性が眠気や無感情のほか、軽度の記憶障害になったことから、医師が脳をモニターしたところ、学習や記憶を司る脳の微上核部分の血流が妨げられ、酸素が十分に行き届いていないことから組織が損傷していました。さらに感情や行動を司る複数の部分でも血流が妨げられていました。退院後、女性は幾度となく物を盗む強い衝動に駆られ、実際に物を盗むとほっとして心が安らいでいました。女性は逮捕されましたが、神経性疾患によるものだと証明されたため釈放され、窃盗症も数週間で自然と治りました。医師たちは原因として、手術中に脳が酸欠状態になったため損傷が起き、ただ損傷が軽度のものだったため自然治癒したと見ています。
According to a report published by BMJ Case Reports, a 40-year-old Brazilian woman developed kleptomania as a result of plastic surgery operations, including breast augmentation, liposuction, and an arm lift. Immediately following the operation, the woman felt drowsy, apathetic, and had some memory problems. In order to investigate the problem, doctors scanned her brain. They found that blood flow to the caudate nuclei, a part of the brain involved in learning and memory, had been restricted, resulting in tissue damage. After leaving the hospital, the woman had a strong impulse to steal things, and upon actually doing so, would feel a strong sense of relief. While the woman was arrested, upon explaining the unique circumstances of her behavior, she was released. Within a few weeks, her condition subsided. According to doctors, the cause of the kleptomania was the tissue damage resulting from the blood restriction that occurred during surgery. Fortunately, the damage was minor enough that the brain could heal itself naturally with time.
すごいレアらしいけど、こういうこともあるんだね。
うん。
びっくりしただろうね、本人も。こうおっぱい大きくしたかっただけなのに、みたいな。
Do you know, like, how that happened exactly? Like, I don't understand, how, this plastic surgery could result in...
I don't really know.
Maybe
either.
Just blood loss, or...
Or just... Well, she was on anesthesia, right?
Hmm.
So maybe she wasn't getting enough oxygen? 普通にそ、な、何? Like breathing problem or something? I don't know.
Hmm. It's an oddly specific behavior
Yeah.
to develop
そう、なんか、
just from...
前にも他の人でもそういうケースは何回かあったみたいなんだよね。その手術によって脳が酸欠状態になって窃盗症になっちゃうっていうのは、まあ、これが初めてじゃないみたい、うん、レアっていうことには変わりないけど、だからこうさ、物盗んじゃいけませんとかっていうレベルじゃないじゃん、
うん、
脳がそうさせてるわけだから、
right.
だからそういうのっていっぱいあるんだろうね、知らないだけで。あの放火しちゃう人とかも脳の損傷でやっちゃう人もいるみたいだし、だから周りの人はなんでそんなことするのかって責めるのは簡単だけど、そういう問題じゃないっていう。
Right. It's probably a lot more rare for us to identify a connection like this than、
ね、
for something like this to actually happen.
Yeah. だって日本なんてさ、その何ドラッグとかで、例えば清原とかさ、もうなんか刑務所にいて反省しろみたいなとか、こう、また覚醒剤で再犯しちゃう人とかに対して、反省したはずなのになんでこんなことするのとか。
い
まだに言うじゃん。いや、そういうことじゃないんだってみたいな。その意志の力でやめれるんだったらみんなやめてるからみたいなさ。
Well, yeah, but that sort of gets into, you know, free will arguments and
well,
whatnot.
I mean, like,
because you can look at any criminal and there's definitely trends in the kinds of lives that they've lived and the things that they've been through. You can sort of say that we're some accumulation of our genetic material and.
Well, I think it's clear when it's the case of meth. You know, you just don't have like your dopamine receptor is completely broken. So, in order to feel normal or in order to be normal, you have to have it. You know, so you, all you need is a rehab, not just being locked up. You know,
sure.
But people somehow don't realize this. So,
well, I don't know if smoking meth is going to make anyone normal, but certainly people have all kinds of circumstantial ways that they get into these scenarios.
Yeah,
and like they, for example, it's a bit of a stereotype, but apparently. Native American people have a bigger problem with alcohol than people of different ancestries simply because of their genetics.
Right.
You know, so alcoholism is largely, you know, one person drinks alcohol and this happens and a different person drinks alcohol and a completely different thing happens.
Yeah,
well, it's
yeah.
not that person's fault necessarily but,
そうね。でもだからやっぱ教育が必要じゃない？そういうことになるっていうのをみんなが知ってる。だからそういう人がいるよって自分がそういう人かもしれないよっていうのをさ、知らないから自分も平気だろうと思っちゃうわけで。だからその麻薬とかもそうじゃない？そのなんで再犯するのか、なんでやっちゃうのかを説明しないで。ドラッグ全部一緒くたにして日本だとタブーみたいにして子供にも教えないから、yeah. なんかやってみようかなって思った時にメスでも何でもあじゃあ全部一緒だろうかこれもやってみようとかってなっちゃうわけじゃん、So I mean I don't know It's really strange
This reminds me of Do you remember who was it? Winona Ryder?
Yeah
Is that her name?
Yeah あそうだ Winona Ryder も確かになんか万引きで何回か捕まってたよね。
Yeah, she has like way more money than she knows what to do with.
Yeah.
And she went on some klepto spree stealing all kinds of shit.
そう、窃盗症の特徴の一つなんだよね、それって。そのお金に困ってるわけでは全くない。その買える範囲のものでも、だから何を盗むか関係ないんだよね、多分。盗むっていう行為自体がどうしてもやりたくなっちゃうっていう。
And remember the story of the, was it a French guy? I forget. But they took that medication that turned them into a...
sex maniac?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A gay sex addict
yeah, you talked
slash
about it.
Gambling.
そうだ。なんか本当脳のどっか一部がさ、ちょっとでも何血流が妨げられたりなんかがあるだけでさ、全然違う行動に出ちゃうっていうのは面白いし怖いよね。
Well, it's also interesting to think about who people are. And
そうだね。
We think that who you are isn't so connected to like your physical brain matter, but it is.
そうだから。
It is. Absolutely, it is.
なんかその自分は絶対やらないみたいなさ、その強い立場から弱者にこう一瞬で転落することだってありえるわけじゃんこの女性もそうだしさ、何捕まるようなことになっちゃうわけだからだから本当にねなんかもう今これ一番思ってるのはその清原の事件でコメンテーターの人が日本のテレビでさなんかなんでこんなことしたんですかねとかいけないこと、
right.
やっぱり良くないですねとかばっかり言うじゃん
well, with the drug argument you know I don't know if this can be applied likeso strongly that way. I mean, I think there's...
Well, I think that's the case with meth, though, because literally, like, you just don't get dopamine anymore after abusing it. So, you know, you want to use it, but then this
right.
is totally illegal here. People judge you. So there's no way that, you know, people can, in this condition, can, like, talk to anyone about it. There are not that many rehab places... You know, and these people would judge you on TV. You know, it's like, so what are they supposed to do?
Well,
until,
don't do
like,
meth
they
in the
get...
first place.
Yeah, but that's like, 結果論じゃん。もう。
Yeah.
で、やらないのがもちろん一番なんだけど、やっちゃった後よ。なんていうの? やっちゃう人がいるのはもう変わらないじゃん。
Why, you know, why do people do such strange things? Or why, you know, why are there people that eat tape? You know,
yeah, like people do weird stuff, you know,、right. and people do meth. So just judging them and be like, be on the high horse and be like, oh, like,信じられませんねとかさテレビで言ったってさ、
yeah, well,
何にも変わらないんだよっていう。
To some extent I think society tries has a sort of a defense mechanism and it tries to insulate itself and,、
right.
and take people that have behaviors that it does not approve of for whatever reason and put them on the outside、
yeah.
and Japan is a very、group minded society and so the effectof that alienation is far more extreme than it is in other societies.
そう。で、そうやって自分の外にそういう人たちを置くことによって、その人たちがどんどん阻害されていって、社会からのけものにされて、のけものになった結果、より悪いことが起きるわけだからさ。なんていうの、社会にとっても良くないんだけどね。
Yeah, well, we don't want to, punishWe want people to behave a particular way that's、not problematic to others or to themselves. And for sure,、more than punishment, I think education, awareness,、rehabilitation.、we shouldn't throw people out of the circle like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because、I think that's just a bad principle to operate on,
yeah.
whether it's your own group of friends or society in general.
Yeah, I just feel really frustrated. My mom said that she was watching TV the other day.、
Mm.
で、なんか、その、実際に覚醒剤やって、なんか捕まった人かなんかがインタビューに答えてたんだって。で、その人は、なんか、更生施設があるって分かってれば、自分でも辞めたくても辞められないわけだから、更生施設みたいなところに行けるっていうのが分かってれば、もっと早く行ってたと思う、みたいな。ただ知らないでずっと辞めたいのに辞めれないってやってて逮捕されたから逮捕されてまあ更生施設に行くことができたけどみたいな話をしてるのにそのインタビュアーの人はなんか奥さんはどう思ってるんですかとかなんか反省してますかみたいなことばっかりを聞くなんか感情的なことばっかりにフォーカスして
Well, there's a lot of people like to jump in on this thing the same way that everyone likes to go to a concert andcheer on, you know, one person or a small group of individuals, the、
yeah.
same sort of, it's very easy to bandwagon、
yeah.
In a hateful way, in a judgmental way.
心理学的にも言うよね、そうやってその悪いとされることをしてしまった人を叩くことによって、自分はそういうことをしない、信頼できる人ですよっていうのを社会に認めてもらうっていう。
Mm-hmm. Well, you can have someone where,99.9% of the shit they do is good, and then they do one thing, they make one mistake, and you know,
yeah,
and we just, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater.
本当そうだよ。なんか最近ね、そういうのが多かったじゃん。日本のテレビとか。
Oh, we've always been talking about stuff like this. It's always been a.
So it's really frustrating when it's so public.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's so publicly done and no one really speaks up about it. Like, come on, people. Like, enough. Enough.
No chill.
ニューキャッスル大学の研究チームが世界で初めて人間の老化とともにミトコンドリア内の消化酵素、コンプレックス2が大きく減少することを発見しました。ミトコンドリアはいわば細胞の電池の役割を果たしており、年を取るとともに電池が減っていき、消化酵素も不活性化し、シワができたり肌がたるんだりします。これまでミトコンドリアが老化に関連していることは分かっていましたが、実際に何がどう作用しているのかは分かっていませんでした。今後、アンチエイジングの治療や化粧品のほか、加齢によって起こるがんなどの治療薬開発に応用が期待されます。
A research team at Newcastle University has demonstrated for the first time that as people age, metabolic enzyme mitochondrial complex 2 decreases significantly. Mitochondria, referred to as the cell batteries, become run down and depleted as we age, with enzyme activity decreasing. Over time, this contributes to wrinkles and sagging of the skin. While it had been assumed that mitochondria are involved in aging, this is our first look into its actual mechanism. These findings are likely to have implications for anti-aging treatments, cosmetics, cancer research, and life extension.
そうだって。
うん。
なんかさ、アンチエイジングの化粧品とかっていっぱいあるけどさ、どこまで本当なのかさっぱりわかんないじゃん。その。
They're almost all total bullshit.
Like,
almost all of them.
なんかさ、この間その化粧品とかクリームを買いに行ったら、そこの売り場のお姉さんがこう細胞のなんか図みたいのを出してきて、なんかこれはここまで浸透するからなんたらなんですとか説明してくれたの。でもそのどこまでさ本当なんだろうみたいな。
I've gone into pharmacies and they try to get me to like swallow some sample pills or so you like there's all kinds of.Weird snake oil tiger penis bullshit、
What?
going on.
漢方みたいなやつ?
Well,
Chinese stuff.
漢方 is kind of legit. I just don't think
well,
it should be
legit.
handed out by doctors. I mean, you should just be able to buy that wherever.
Right. Well, you But, can. There are places.
Yeah, sure. But it's not going to make, you know, make you.Better. Kampo works because your diet sucks. You know what I mean? If you want real anti-aging, eat some
Oh, you're talking about anti-aging or... specifically. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
そうだね。まあ、あと日焼けとかね。
Eat some bell peppers or something.
Why bell pepper?
Because people don't eat enoughBell
peppers.
I mean, I can pick whatever.
No,
I can pick whatever. But I'm saying like, if you real anti-aging, your diet is going to be way more influential than whatever you know stuff you're rubbing on your ears or whatever your eyes or whatever、
yeah.
cucumber slices or whatever.
そうね。そう砂糖の摂りすぎとかね。
Yeah.
で老化になるし。
I think sugar is actually a huge problem. Sugar and carbohydrates、
う
ん、are things that probably accelerate your aging.
そうっていうよね。まあ今グミ食べてるけどさ。
Yeah.
しょうがない。
コラーゲン。
コラーゲン。最近あんま聞かないね。よかった。あ、嘘だ。このグミ書いてある。コラーゲン入りって書いてある。
Of course.
コラーゲンってだって口から取っても意味ないって散々言われてるのに。
We're so used to it, like we don't even see that it's written on there anymore.
ね、コラーゲン&ビタミン C 入りだって。
Is it working? Are you
totally working? Oh my
you're
god!
You're feeling so rejuvenated. yeah, this yeah, we were talking about the X-Files before,、
mm.
and you were talking, and I was telling you how amazing it is that the lead.The actress, can I say actress?
Yeah. Scully, ne?
Scully. What's her name? Gillian Anderson or whatever?
Yeah.
She looks younger than she did 20 years ago.
本当そう。それマイケル騙されてたからね。
No, I wasn't fooled. I looked objectively and she looks younger than she did 20 years ago.
全然年取ってないんだけどとか言ってさ。
yeah, it's amazing.
シワがね、その、あれだって何年前?
It's,
最初の X-File もう20年ぐらい前でしょ、
really early 90s, right?
だからもう20年前より若返ってるからね彼女、
yeah.
すごいよねシワゼロただ口がちゃんと動いてない口っていうかなんていうの口の上の筋肉が動いてない、uh-huh. 私そういうのすごいなんか見ちゃうんだよね面白いじゃんあどこに入れたんだろうみたいなさどこに打ったらここが動かなくなったのかみたいな、すごい興味深いよね。
Yeah, but this is it's so superficial. You know, it's not a this mitochondrial thing has to do with like real.
そうそうそう。
You don't just look
そうそうそう
the same. You
いやだからこれがあったら彼女だってこれ使ってたよ。今ないからもうボトックスするしかないじゃんね。
Right.
でもすごいプレッシャーがあったのかなとか考えちゃうよね。こう20年ぶりに X ファイルやるってなって、あちょっとシワ早く消さなきゃとかって思わされたその社会的プレッシャーみたいなさ。
But everyone can tell, right? Except for me, apparently.
Yeah.
But everyone can tell.
うん。
Everyone can.
さすがにあれはありえないもん。普通に年取って 逆に20年前よりシワが少ないっていうのはさ、
mm. Who was it that I'm so bad with Hollywood. I don't know shit. Zellweger?
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, didn't she like completely change her face or something?
Yeah, like なんかちょっと話題になってたね。
But it's almost become socially acceptable.
Well, but she denied it though. She said she didn't have Botox.
Really?
It's just that she was going through some weird mental thing and then she came out of it and now she's really like healthy and happy. So that's why she looked different. Yeah,
I shouldn't try
said.
To talk about Hollywood. Have you seen this movie called Death Becomes Her?
Mm-hmm.
With Meryl Streep?
昔のやつ?
It's really old.
首がぐるぐるなるやつ?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
ああ、見たことある。
Where like these girls drink this stuff or what, they all become immortal.
あの、なんだっけ?永遠に美しくっていう日本のタイトルだった。もうビデオの時代だよね。
うん。
DVD とかない時代の。
Yeah, that movie.
あ、そうだ、あれはなんか。
I don't remember it that clearly, but there was.
あれだよね、おばちゃんたちがあのずっと美しくいたいために、あれなんであんな。首がぐるぐる、あれ何だったの?
Because they become immortal.
あ、そうだ、そうだ。
And then the point of the movie is that living forever is not actually that great.
そうだ、そうだ。
It's torturous at a certain
で、すごく滑稽なんだよね。
And there, you know, there's like this woman like gets shot with like a shotgun or a rocket launcher or something and she's got like a huge hole in her stomach.
でも死なないんだよね。
Yeah.
懐かしい。
That was such a weird
movie. うちにビデオあったよ。
You had it? This one?
My parents had
it. Like the physical
video.
Huh.
もうないと思うけど、ちっちゃい時あった。
もういらないよ。多分 YouTube で見れる。
古すぎて。
Yeah, I don't know.
でも私も考えるもん、なんか私、年取ったらボトックスとかやりたいかな、みたいな。やりたくなるのかな?
No way. I don't think anyone should. Because we're like right on the cusp of all the good shit. If you do something, you know, injecting viruses in your forehead or something, you're probably going to regret it, I think.
I don't know. Do you think Scully's regretting it, though? She looks great.
Not yet. She's not regretting it now. Regret comes later. Right now is the
Why?
payoff.
It's just Botox. Unless you overdo it, you know, you just have less wrinkles
right.
and that's it.
Hmm.Well, I think there's a lot of resources going into this kind of research, and that if you did Botox, you would be injecting obsolete technology into your forehead. That's what I think is.
だから私が年取るまでにこのミトコンドリアのやつちょっと。
Just eat healthy. Don't smoke cigarettes. Stay hydrated. Jog.
そうだね。
Do squats.
そうそう。水飲んで運動して。今運動してるから、I can be kind of.
Because you see people that haven't done anything and they're in their 40s and they look great. You see people that are in their, you know, they just turned 30 and they look terrible. It's just a, you know, it's a lifestyle thing.
そうだね。あとメイクして絶対寝ちゃダメとかね。
Yeah.
あとあれよ、この間記事出てたよ。あの、運動するときに絶対メイクするなっていう。あのアメリカの皮膚科の先生がそれを説明をしてたんだけどマイケルがこの間言ってたじゃんこう日本のジムに行くとメイクしてくる女の子が結構いるって、
うん、
やめた方がいいよみんな
Of course, why would that be good for you?
そうそうスピンでもそんな変わんないよね自分が思うよりと思わない、
yeah. People don't know what you look like without makeup if they don't know you
しかも海外の人の方がすっぴん平気だよね。日本ってなんかテレビでもさ、あのタレントの人とかが、ああ、もうすっぴんやめてくださいみたいな、見ないでみたいにするからさ、あすっぴんってそんなはずべきものなんだって思っちゃいがちだけど。
Well, posting your face when you're すっぴん is like a. It's almost like you're really exposing yourself. You're almost making fun of yourself. You're almost.
Which
you know,
is
it's,
quite
it's,
weird.
It's about the fact that you're supin. If someone's supin, like that's being addressed. You can't just be supin and hang out. It has to like be what we're talking about.
そうだね。
It's a big deal.
変なの。次、 総務省の昨年の国税調査によると、日本の人口は1億2711万47人で、前回5年前の調査と比べると94万7305人減っており、1920年代に国税調査を開始して以来初めて日本の人口が減少しました。総務省は死亡者数が出生者数を上回る自然減が大きく、日本は人口減少の局面に入ったとしています。全国に1719ある市町村のうち 82.4% にあたる1416カ所で人口が減少していました。一方で東京は人口が35万4千人増加し、総人口の 28.4% が東京に住んでいます。
According to last year's national census by the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications, the population of Japan is 127,110,000. This is a decrease of about 947,305 compared to 5 years ago. And this is the first time since Japan began the census in the 1920s that the population has actually decreased. Additionally,In 82.4 or 1,416 of Japan's 1,719 municipalities, the population was found to have decreased. On the other hand, the population of Tokyo has increased by 354,000 people. 28.4% of the total population now lives in the greater Tokyo area.
そう、これは海外のメディアでも大きく報道されていて、ついに来たぞみたいな感じのトーンで言われてるね。こう人口が減るのはもう分かってたことだから、それがついに来たぞっていう、
うん、
今もう3分の1が 65歳以上になっちゃってて、出生率が 1.42 なんだけど、だからそれを踏まえると国連は2100年には8300万人になっちゃうだろうと言ってるので、安倍さんが言ってる1億人維持っていうのはあんまり現実的じゃないんじゃないかっていうのは海外の人にも言われてるね、うん、でその1億人維持するためには出生率が 2.1 ないといけないわけだから、みんなが2人以上産まないといけないっていうね。
Right. Does this matter? Does this,
まあ年金とか保険とかがさ破綻しちゃうから、
Fuck 年金、
このままだと困るよね。
Yeah, well, what should have happened is when they did nanking, they should have thought for a second.
Yeah.
How about that?
そうなんだよね。ただもう遅いからね。
Yeah,
遅いし、
so、
あの正直今から出生率がガッて急にね奇跡的に上がったとしても、このデント、今できてしまったデントは治らないわけだから、もう手遅れっていうのには変わりはないんだけど。
I don't like the nanking thing at all.Actually, I was thinking, like, how, what if I'm not here in the future? What if, you know, what if I die? What if I move somewhere else? Why am I paying social security in, like, two countries? Like, the whole thing, it's so rigid and just doesn't think about individuals at all. It's like, we're sort of going to assume the behavior of the entire population for the entirety of their lives.
Yeah.
And this has to extend generation after generation, or else the thing will just implode、
うん、
and go bankrupt. And that's assuming that we don't lose all the documentation.
そう。それもあるし、その今増えてる貧困、
yeah.
子供の5人に1人が貧困層に入ってる日本ですでにと言われていて、母子家庭の貧困率が6割以上、
うん、
だからこれで出生率が増えるわけがないよね。その結婚する以上離婚になるリスクっていうのは誰にでもあるわけで、その離婚した時に子供がいたら、女性の場合自分も貧困層にいきなり落ち込んでしまう確率は誰にでもあるっていう、その中でじゃあどんどん子供を産むかっていう気分になるわけはなく、で無事に産んで無事に仕事があったとしても保育園も待機児童がすごいとかね、そういう話もあるし、だってあれだってちょっと調べたら母子家庭の収入平均が181万円だよ。で半数が非正規雇用。もう暮らしていけないでしょ。でその 離婚、母子家庭の離婚の原因の7割が DV って言われていて、養育費を受け取ってる率はたったの2割以下、
うん、
これはだから日本はその養育費を払わせる義務っていうのがちょっと緩いから、
right.
男性が払わないで逃げちゃったりとか、まあ、さっき言ったみたいに7割が DV ってことになると、まあ、DV されてた旦那から逃げなきゃいけないわけだから居場所とかも教えてる場合じゃないしっていうことで養育費を放棄しなくちゃいけない人もたくさんいるっていう、mm-hmm. でこういう話するとさ、そのもっと頑張って働けみたいなことを言う人が必ずいるんだけど、なんか OECD のデータを見ると他の国先進国って働いてる母子家庭の貧困率と働いてない母子家庭の貧困率で見ると、もちろん働いてる母子家庭の貧困率の方が低いんだよね、
うん、
働いてるわけだから。だけど日本だけは変わらないの率が。だからつまり働いてもどんなに頑張っても貧困から抜け出せないっていう、
right.
もう負の連鎖みたいな。なんかその状態でさ、もっと子供を産めって言われてもって感じだよね、
うん、
全然だって優しくないじゃん母子家庭にっていう。
Well, I think a sort of economic method of thinking is really appropriate in this sort of these sorts of situations, because just being really objective about human behavior and mm-hmm. how regulation affects human behavior.
Right.
If it's failing, it's the fault. The regulation is incorrect. You can't blame masses for anything. It doesn't make sense.
So.
That's how people are.
So.
You know. So. Yeah.
So 本当にね、あの、そのメンタリティっていうかさ、
It's not gonna go anywhere with that mentality. That's a dead end.
なんか母子家庭、母子家庭貧困とかでさ、ググった時のその、じゃあ離婚しなきゃよかったじゃんとか、なんでそもそも DV の人と結婚したのみたいな、そのなんていうの、victim shaming っていうか、そのメンタリティすごいよね。Like、Wow. もうなんか信じられない。なんかそれを変えないといけないよね、やっぱり。
Well, there's so many easy places to speak from in these situations, you know.
Yeah.
Where you would never sit down and interview one of these people and then give that same advice afterwards.
Yeah.
There's no way.
本当そう。本当にそう。
But those are the people you're speaking to.
そうなんだよ。それを分かってほしいよね、普通に。
Yeah.
その victim shaming が、だからその理由が欲しいんだよね、怖いから。何かその困った立場にいる人が悪いことをしたに違いない。だからそう、なんていうの、だから、あ、そんな短いスカート履いてるからレイプされたんだとか、何。ああそんな離婚なんてするからこんなことになったんだとかっていう理由がないと、その普通にちゃんと生きてきた人がそんな悪い目に遭うっていうのはやっぱり認めるのが怖いっていう心理があるんだと思うけど、あるんだよね、そういうことがしょっちゅう
<Yeah.
S 1> あるんだよ。でそれをみんなが分かってくれないといけないよね。
Well, part of the point of society, I mean, you can take this all the way back to the caveman days, is that shit happens.
So,
and when shit happens, the point of society is to help the individual out when shit happens. Because any of us could be that person.
そうなの。
And so, yeah, so...
だからそもそもその victim shaming っていう言葉自体があんまり、私が知らないだけかもしれないけど、日本語でこうパッと思いつく言葉がない、その被害者を責めるっていう、
うん、
それがやっぱりなかなかなくならないよね。なんかこう海外旅行に行って例えば殺された人とかがいても、あそんなとこ行ったからでしょとか。
Well, it's there's a well, I just feel like I'm shitting on Japan all day but there's a just the way that people here think about responsibility. You know, people
yeah.
don't want responsibility, any responsibility for something that happens. That society nobody in the society wants to take responsibility for, you know, something happening to someone, or there might be something wrong with the system, or this right. doesn't make sense. So it's very easy to single that person out that's in that situation and try to find some reason why that happened to them
right.
and why it didn't happen to you.
Mm.
And, you know, it's, it's the responsibility thing, but I think we should all feel some responsibility for everyone that's born into and brought up in.
そうだよね。同じ社会で暮らしてるわけだから、税金も納めて。So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, 6割だよ。It's crazy.
What do you think just about the population falling in general? Like, what does it mean that there's less people here?
There are just so many old people.
Well, there's less old people now than, well, I mean, people are dying, obviously. People are dying.
Right.
People are leaving. Some people are coming here. It's interesting to think about demographic trends.
Mm.
And it's if you visualize it, it's sort of like I feel like I'm riding a wave almost. You know, you kind of it shows up, it happens, and you just ride this wave through this kind of population. You become middle-aged, you become sort of elderly, and then it tapers off, and, you know, there's
right.
this sort of a bell curve.
Okay.
And then that just moves through time. Like, human beings are just cycled out.
Yeah.
You know, just yeah. replaced, like little units.
Mm.
Like, you know, isn't it kind of, and we produce, and we make things, and we have ideas, and the ideas remain intact. The culture remains intact.
Right.
And the ideas kind of use human beings as a vessel
right.
to traverse time since, you know, the Renaissance all the way until now.
Yeah.
Those values are intact.
So, yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people have lived and died. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. It is pretty weird. I was just thinking about it. Like, 上座と下座とかってあるじゃん。あれもその、なんていうの、目上の人より奥に座らせる、mm-hmm. なぜならその入り口に近いといつ誰か切りかかってくるかわからないからみたいな、mm-hmm. それとかも今だとそのビジネスルールとしてこう知らないともう罪人かのようにさ、
yeah.
怒られるけれども、その今ってよく考えるとその入り口に近いからって誰かに切りかかられることとかってないわけであって、だからそういう昔からのアイディアに縛り付けられる、mm. というか自ら縛り付けられるっていう、
yeah.
そういう傾向があるじゃん、良くも悪くも。
Yeah, it's hard to tell which, whether it's good or bad, a lot of these things.
Yeah,
somehow it feels like it goes against your personal freedom or it goes、yeah. against your individuality.
何事もその 100% 悪いとか 100% いいことしかないとかってないじゃん。何事でも。だから。
Depends how specific you are, but yeah.
だから何とも難しいけどさ、その。だから不思議だよね。
Are you about to define good and bad?
No.
Please, please do.
No, I'm just, I was just thinking about this business world and it's...
Yeah. But what's weirder is that that's not something that just came down from our parents' generation. That's something
no.
that's come down, you know, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Has been molded by person after person.
Yeah, and the actual meaning is long lost.
Mm.
You know, 元々の本来の意味はもうとっくに忘れ去られていて、それはもうどうでもいいものになってて、形式だけが残っちゃってるっていう。だからなんかめんどくさいよね。一言で言えばさ。
It's interesting to think, you know, all the knowledge that we have, there are these weird artifacts that have been either marginalized or thrown out, or yeah, like.Astrology, for example. But before astronomy was as scientific and concrete as it appears to be today, Astrology was astronomy.
Right.
That's the same thing.
Right.
Or chemistry actually comes from alchemy. Mm. But if you talk about alchemy today, people are like, oh, you're fucking, what? Well, you're going to turn lead into gold. You know?
Like, right, right.
But alchemy is where all of this came from. And the original principles, it's very interesting to look into the way that those people were thinking. Mm. And some of the insights that they had about the reality of the world that we live in are valid.
Right.
And not only valid, but they've sort of been thrown out.
Mm.
And so we've lost a lot of intuitive understanding of our predicament has been lost because we threw it out with, you know, astrology or alchemy or whatever, you know, paganism or whatever weird.
人間がこう全体として進化していくためにはさ、その先人の知恵っていうものは確かに受け継いでいかなくちゃいけないじゃん。同じ失敗を繰り返さないために。だからその歴史を勉強する意味もそれでしょ、うん、本当は。だからそのどういうことを今まで人間がやってきて何が失敗して何は成功したのか、
うん、
何をするべきで何をしないべきなのかっていうのを学んでいるべきであって、そのだから年号とかをさ覚えてる場合じゃないというか、それより中身の方が大事じゃない？
Right. But those are the things that are the most difficult to carry across time. You know, these certain truths about being a human being, certain truths about how the world works.
Yeah.
Those are very difficult to communicate in language. It's there's this quote that goes, the truth is not what is untold. The truth is what cannot be told. So it's not something that, or not the truth, but a secret. A secret is not something untold, but a secret is something that cannot be told. So there are things that you can't tell another person, things
right.
that cannot really be passed down generation to generation in a way that can be easily understood. And those are the true secrets of the world.
Right.
Secrets aren't something like, oh, I've got a secret, I'm not going to tell you. No, it's
right.
like, even if you tried to tell someone, it wouldn't work. Those are what the real secrets are.
Right.
And a lot of those ideas, I think, are what have been lost over time.
そうだね。まあ、その型だけにはまるっていうのはね、どうしてもなんか個人的にはもったいないなと思っちゃうよね。
Mm.
そういうもんだからっていうふうに下の世代に押し付けるっていう。
Think about a concept like the Tao. You know what the Tao is?
No.
It means, it comes from, I think it just comes from Buddhism generally, but it's probably older than that.
Okay.
I think Confucius say.
Right.
A bunch of stuff about the Tao. It's spelled like T-A-O.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about? So the Tao is this really ancient idea. It's symbolized by the, you know, the yin and yang, but it just
right.
means the way, the flow, it's one of these things that you just can't really communicate to people, or it's
right.
very difficult to. But being really Tao about something just sort of means that you are going with the flow. You're allowing you're sort of not necessarily passive, but you aren't fighting nature.
Right.
You aren't in conflict with nature.
Right.
And that means that you have it suggests that you have a greater awareness of the fact that you are going to die, or that nothing lasts, or, you know, just because those are things that we as a society and individuals that sit around Cheetoed fingered watching reality television run from. We hide from those.
Right.
Those realities.
でもどうせ死ぬんだからってもう思う
ので、 I'm not saying YOLO.
yeah, but どうせ死ぬんだしっていう考えて結構大事だよね、生きていく上で。その何事もさ、なんていうの、変に seriously に捉えすぎてカッカしないっていうの ていうかさ、
yeah.
なんかその Yeah, I mean, we're all gonna die anyway.
Well, that has, a, you know, the fact that you're gonna die, your mortality, which society as a whole seems to be in denial of, is the reason why so many of these regulations or laws or just don't make sense. It's just
yeah.
completely against so long, individual freedoms. On the, is it the Declaration of Independence? I think it says that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if that means that you can't experiment with your own consciousness, well, how does, you know, if you can't experiment with your own consciousness, then how is regulation supporting those ideas?
Yeah.
Or if you can't, there are a lot of things that you should have the freedom to do, we should at least be putting a much greater emphasis on our freedom to experience things and explore the world that we're in
yeah.
during the time that we can actually be here.
日本は特にね、その本当にこの間なんかさ、
You have tattoos. Please do not enter our
yeah.
onsen.
Yeah, people freak out and make a big deal out of it. とかそのこの間ゴミ屋敷ですごい迷惑をかけてる人がいますみたいな朝テレビでニュースやってて、コメンテーターの人とかがすぐさこう行政がどうにかできないもんですかねみたいな、すぐそうやって規制を作ろうとする、
yeah.
すぐ自由を政府に明け渡しちゃおうとする、その私有地なわけだから、その確かに近所の人はすごく迷惑だよ、隣に住んでる人とかもすごい怒っても当たり前、本当に迷惑だけど、それは私有地だからそこに行政が踏み込んでいってそれを全部捨てていいなんていうことになったらさ、それは何だってできちゃうようになるわけじゃん。だからそういうなんていうの、怖さみたいなものがなくて、こうすぐどうにかできないもんですかね行政がとか言って言うのを見てるとさ、こう、まあ、日本という国の成り立ちが例えばアメリカの成り立ちと全然違うからそれは当たり前なんだけど、その自由っていうものへの、自由っていうものを大切にしなくちゃいけないっていう個人の自由、
It's the only thing that we really have.
そう、
I think.
それがなんか自由っていうものへの意識があんまりないよね。
Well, and people have a lot of freedoms that they don't take advantage of too, and everything has become sort of, you know, it's all about consumer fetishism, social classism. This is all, you know, all this sort of stuff is just bullshit.
No.
It's more along the lines of having experiences, go to the club, dance to syncopated music, go have sex, wear weird clothing,
yeah,
do whatever you want, think about what you want to do,
yeah.
Don't let society figure out what you want to do for you. That's lame.
そうだね。
I don't know how we got on this tangent.
I don't know. It was quite interesting. Like when I wrote that tattoo article, like, なんかハッシュタグ売国度みたいな、ツイートが来たりとかするとさ、面白くなるよね。It's like, wow. I mean, you can offend some people so much about this topic. I mean, it's funny.
Well, the level of sensitivity is
yeah.
It's like, wow, you're cartoonish.
そうなんだよね。どんだけセンシティブなんだっていう。
次。An analysis of 8,000-year-old tiny hand decorations in a Saharan rock shelter has determined that they are not human. Initially, it was thought that the small handprints were those of babies. In one scene, a pair of tiny hands are nestled inside a pair of adult hands. According to anthropologist Emmanuel Honore,from McDonald Institute for Archaeological Research, the tiny hands are decidedly not human. She compared measurements from the hands of newborn infants as well as newborn premature babies and found that the tiny stenciled hands are too small, with fingers too long to be those of babies. While various hands have been looked into, including those of small monkeys, Honoré believes that they are the forelegs of desert monitor lizards, which turned out to be a very good match. Honoré made the following comment regarding the finding. We have a modern conception that nature is something that humans are separate from, but in this huge collection of images, we can detect that humans are just a part of a bigger natural world. It's very challenging for us as researchers to interpret these paintings, since we have a culture that's totally different from the one that created them.
サハラ砂漠の洞窟の壁画にあった8000年前の小さな赤ちゃんの手形が人間のものではなかったことが分かりました。壁画には大人の手形の内側に小さな手形が付けられていますが、ケンブリッジ大学マクドナルド考古学研究所の人類学者エマヌエル・ホノレ氏によると、この小さな手形は人間の赤ちゃんのものにしては早産だとしても小さすぎる上、指が長すぎるということです。小さな猿などさまざまな動物の手を検証していった結果、砂漠オオトカゲの前足がマッチしました。オノレ氏は以下のように述べています。人間はすでに自然から離れた存在だという現代的な概念を我々は持っています。しかし、この膨大な数の岩絵から、人間も大きな自然の中の一部に過ぎないということを感じます。私たちは当時とは全く違う文化を持っているため、絵の意味を解釈するのは大変難しいことです。これさ、このトカゲを抱っこして、よいしょよいしょって手形つけたのかなと思ったら、なんか記事の中では、そうやってよいしょよいしょってやったのか、切断した手でつけたのかは分からないって書いてあって、一気に悲しい気持ちになっちゃった。
Right. Well,
全然違うじゃん、だって。
We're not sure which it is, but it's known that tribes in that area, the monitor lizard is still a part of their culture, and
okay.
they consider it to be a protective animal.
Okay.
So I don't know.
What do you mean part of their culture? Like...It's not, do they eat it or?
No, they don't eat it. They're a protective animal. They think that these monitor lizards protect them, provide protection to their communities.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know if it's
pretty small, right?
I
mean, 赤ちゃんの手よりちっちゃいっていう。
Well,
ってこと。I mean, not like tiny, tiny, but I mean, it's not like really big.
They're big lizards.
Oh, they are.
Monitor lizards are larger lizards. It's not like geckos or something.
Okay.
Or even lizards you usually see.
Oh.
It's more like iguana or larger.
Oh, okay.
Larger than an iguana.
Are they aggressive or
isn't the Komodo dragon isn't it technically a monitor lizard? Or isn't it related to monitor lizard?
わかんない。Komodo dragon は結構だって怖いっていうか、どう思うなんじゃなかったっけ？
They're...
すごい速く走るよね。
Well, they have botulism in their saliva, so if a Komodo dragon bites you, you're probably dead.
Oh, okay. So maybe these people weren't hugging it.
Well, I don't know if, I mean, I think that quality is specific to Komodo dragons. I don't think monitor lizards in general have botulism in their saliva.
あの手形って言ってもこうギュッてしてあるギュッて押してへこませてる感じの手形じゃなくてこう手を置いた上からあの塗料を塗ってっていう手形ね、すごい可愛いよねこの手の中にちっちゃい手形がついてる
There's a bunch of them.
ねパーって手形がいっぱいついてるんだよね、
And it's weird that they would put the lizard's print on the human's handprint Like, what does that mean? It means something. It definitely means something. They didn't just randomly, like, this looks cool, you know?
Well, we don't know. Maybe it was aesthetically pleasing. わかんないよね。
But why a lizard? You know, why not use a baby's hand?
I don't know. Babies are, I don't know.
But it's an oddly intimate thing. And I think that this researcher is onto something when they say that, You know, this suggests that humans had an understanding of themselves as part of a larger natural world, yeah. which is a sentiment that we were sort of, Western society was sort of reintroduced to with Native Americans, and just the way that Native Americans were living, the way that they viewed themselves in nature,
that,
you know, their harmony with nature was important.
Right.
And they would, you know, they hunt animals, and to hunt animals, you have to understand animals very, very well. You have to have a very intimate relationship with animals.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they had, a real gratitude for what they took from nature too. And these are all messages that are falling on, you know, our deaf ears, this day and age, for sure.
そうね。なんかもうそういうものになっちゃってるもんね。人間、ね、人工的と自然とかさ、人間と動物とか。
Yeah.
もうなんか
完全に違うもの。Food and nature are separate subjects entirely.
Right. そうだね。
Which is ridiculous.
すごい加工しちゃってるしね。
Yeah, what do cheese puffs have to do with nature?
Yeah.
I mean, it has something to do with nature, but to get from cheese puff, like curd, all the way to like the sort of... You can't eat curd and have an intimate relationship with nature on the level of a Native American. It's just, you know, not going to happen.
Right. そうだね。で、特にすごいマスプロダクションだもんね、カールなんて。
Yeah, well, not just curd. But...
そうね。
I don't know why that particular example popped into my head. In this cave, there was also depictions of animals and people, as well as creatures where their head was missing.
Hmm.
Headless creatures.
Okay. That's bizarre.
What is headlessness, really?
Sometimes I think about it with chickens. Chickens and turkeys.
Because they're known to be able to run around without one?
No. It's more like, なんだろう。頭がついたまま茹でられてる鶏を、あのテレビで見たとき、うわっって思うじゃん。目閉じててさ、うわっ鶏だって思ってショック受けるんだけど、頭が切れちゃってればそこまで思わないんだけど、よく考えると頭がない状態の方がおぞましいといえばおぞましいじゃんみたいな。だからどっちが慣れてるかっていうだけの問題なんだと思うけど、なんか。
Well, if you lived in that environment and you were the one that, for whatever reason, had to chop the heads off of these chickens, it wouldn't bother you one bit.
I guess so.
Right? And don't they cook lobsters whole? They're not, you know, they don't even kill them first. They just throw them in.
Yeah. カニとかもね。Yeah, you just slowly boil them.
What is the headlessness? Didn't we have some episode where we talked about cutting heads off way too much?
Yeah.
Anyways.
あった。あの、マイケルのペットのカマキリとか。
ああ、yeah.
その前にもなんかニュースで出てきたんだよね。忘れたけど。何の話だったっけ？
But this idea of animals and their heads being removed or exchanged or... Because there's so many mythical creatures.
Ah, そうだね。Egypt とかもね。
Yeah, in Egyptian mythology and elsewhere.
まあ、ギリシャ神話とかもね。体と顔が違う動物とか。
Yeah, like you're putting the owl head on the human body or the animal body has like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this parts exchange?
人魚とかもね。ね、でもなんとなく魅力があるよね。ケンタウロスとか人魚とか。でもそれはさ、人間から見たら頭が人間だから魅力的なんであって、その人魚も逆だったらさ、何、顔が魚で下が下半身が人間だったら別にそんなに魅力は感じないよね。だから頭って大事なんだね。
I mean, It's kind of obvious to us with all of our medical science being as sophisticated as it isBut for ancient civilizations to have this fixation on the head, and that this idea of a human head on an animal body would be a human being, would be a speaking God with the animal body, like the centaur or something.
Yeah.
That does require some level of like medical knowledge, or at least this sense of separation between who you are and your body. The mind and the body separation was kind of depicted that way, and it's kind of crude, but doesn't it seem that way?
Or you just have less idea of the separation between humans and animals, and therefore we can just be, you know, it can be like mix and match. And
but you don't put the animal's head on well, I guess you do. I don't know.
でもケンタウロスとかもさ、その上半身までは人間じゃない？その、
yeah.
顔だけが、頭だけが人間で、あと猫とかってさ、全然なんかもう怖いよね。
Mm.
なんていうの、全然羨ましくないっていう。
Well, the Sphinx is such a bizarre example.
あ、そうだね。スフィンクスはそうだね。顔だけが確かに人間で、
yeah.
体は猫だもんね。
You know, so
まあでも確かにスフィンクスはまんまいけてるか。
うん。
でもあれがリアルだったら気持ち悪いよね、多分。
Well, I think there's a certain awareness that the human body is kind of weak, and that our skin is made of tissue paper, and that we so easily, like, something just nicks us, and we start bleeding, and we're like, ah!
そうだね。でもそれは本当そう思うよ、猫と暮らしてても。その、毛皮があるから、そんな簡単には、傷つかないけど、ちょっと引っかかえただけでこっちはもう血がだらだら出るじゃん。
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
弱私みたいな。
Yeah, it's tissue paper.
本当にそう。
It's so weak. Our skin is so weak. Like most animals, people don't realize this, but if a bear is attacking you and you shoot at it with a gun, you'll lose.
Right.
With a gun, unless you have some huge rifle.
Right.
And you're, you know, 500 meters away or something.
Right, right.
You'll lose. Like, you can shoot, like, the bullets will hit the skull of the bear, bounce off, and the bear will just eat you. Like, animals are incredibly strong.
Yeah.
We don't really realize it.
そうだね。まあ、confront しないからね、普段の生活で。
When's the last time you fought an animal?
What? I've never fought an animal.
It's weird, right? We never... It's something that everyone had to do all the time, and nobody does it anymore.
すごくちっちゃい時にうちの弟が鶏に追いかけ回されて、すごい本当に必死で逃げながら泣いてたのを見て、
mm.
なんかあ、鶏も強いんだなと思った。なんか人間って弱いんだみたいな。
Yeah, you can get fucked up trying to fight a chicken.
そう。
Or like a goose, or like a swan.A swan's beak will just take your fingers right off.
Poke your eyes out. Yeah.
There's not many animals that we can beat.
Right.
One-on-one. If it's like mommy versus a honey badger, you're done.
そうだね。
You're done.
いや、猫だって勝てないと思うよ、普通に。本気で戦ったら。絶対負けるよ。
It depends, I think.
強いもん、猫。
There's like a certain...what are those like African serval cats or like a bobcat or something?
Right, right.
I think those we can't defeat. But house cats, I think
they're pretty strong.
You'll get messed up, but I think you can.
Because I mean, like, この間ベッツに連れて行こうと思ったらできなかったもん。
Yeah, but there's never like, you know, a veterinarian was killed by a violent cat.
Oh, but sometimes they have to wear like.Really huge leather gloves for violent cats because otherwise their hands are going to be totally messed up, you know. So,
what if the cats right now, all the cats in Tokyo were like, fuck people, fuck them.
And there was,
and there was a, yeah, there was.
なんかそれあれじゃん、爆笑問題の田中さんがさ、その猫対人間になったら猫の側に。
I believe
them. 私も猫の側につきたいよ、そしたら。なんか猫の方がだって。
Well, you're assuming that they'll accept you.
Yeah, I hope, well, my cats can like negotiate with the cat leader and then they'll let me in.
At best, you'll be a pet. At best.
That's fine. That's fine. いや、なんか猫の方が、あの、正直その種としては人間より好きだもん。
Hmm.
なんか見た目もすごい人間より猫の方が美しいっていうか好みだし、私は。
Yeah.
なんか全体的に。
What do you call that? Is there a name for this?
For what? For my condition?
Yeah. Like, when you reach a certain point where human, you're like, you're not sure if you're on team human anymore. Like, we have names for all these other beliefs. Like, I'm a, you know, Zoroastrian or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can,
you
can be on team cat instead of human, and we've got nothing for you as far as names go.
そうだね。でも、それは本当に思う。猫側につきたい。
I think a lot of animals are just unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like mind-blowing. If you look at a peacock, this is just some stupid bird. How does it... I mean, it has a million, like, just the... Not just the pattern on the leaves, but the... Oh, what's the word? The way that it's reflective, almost like a hologram or something.
そうだね。
That shit is ridiculous.
結構何でもよく見ると。だって猫も本当に毎日一緒に暮らしてるのに、毎日改めて、かわいいなって思うもん。なんかこう顔パッと見て、わ、すごいみたいなさ。この何? Sense of awe. I'm serious. Yeah. I get this sense of awe just by looking at them. Like, and it never, mm-hmm. it rarely happens with humans for me. There are certain people, like mostly women, that are mm-hmm. like really unique looking for you. Yeah, I guess. But, you know, sometimes it's like, wow, like Adriana Lima, she's kind of like, she does kind of like the similar thing, like cats to me. Like, wow, you're so... beautiful as a creature, but yeah, the sense of awe I get every day. 不思議だよね、なんか。
But you can invoke that. You can, we walk past things like you can stop and you can really look closely at a leaf or a flower.
とかね、街並みもね、私よくやるんだけど、外国にいるふりごっこみたいな。なんかその、すごい見慣れたうちの近所とかを、いつもなんかさ、歩道ぐらいしか見てないじゃん、歩いてるとき。
でも、iPhone ぐらい。
ん
?iPhone ぐらいしか。
そうそう、とか、まあ歩道とかその辺の人しか見てないけど、なんか例えば自分がベトナム行ったときとか、スペイン行ったときとか、なんでもいいけど、で、全部が、目新しいから、その自分の歩いてる歩道だけを見てるわけじゃないじゃん。なんか全体を俯瞰して見てる。だからそれを自分の家の近所でやってみると。
It's hard.
でもね、できるの。やってみれば。やってみて。そうするとね、本当に、あ、なんか、自分が住んでるとこなのに知らないとこみたいに感じる。
I feel that with familiar neighborhoods if I go up high. So, like,you can be in a particular area all the time, like, you know, Shibuya or Motesando or something.
Yeah.
But you go into a building and you go up as high as you can and you look at the same place that you've been walking.
Right.
And shopping and eating and drinking chuhais at. And you look at it from above.It looks so different. You can see the dynamism. You can see the people who...look like you looked when you were doing that stuff.
そうだね。You can kind of do it in your head too, even on the street. Like, もっと先を見て、なんかこう、上に空があって、もっとなんかこれは大きい場所にいるんだみたいな、風になんか考えると、一気に知らない場所にいるみたいな感覚になるの。
The best thing about going up, is that,It's almost like the cathedral effect. Cathedral.
Right.
I don't know why I can say that. Effect. Where the cathedral effect is where in architecture, The higher the ceiling is, the less focused you are, but the more creative you are. And so they've done problem-solving tests in different rooms where the only difference was the height of the ceiling. And when the ceiling is lower, people are better at solving problems. However, when it comes to anything creative, a low ceiling is really bad for creative thinking. It's very difficult. So when you're in your cubicle with the low ceiling, with the fluorescent tubes on it, and you're going to get a lot of mundane shit done, but it's not conducive to creativity or thinking bigger.
そうだね。なんかたまに前会社で働いてる時に、その新しいアイデアを思いつかなきゃいけない時、クライアントと一緒にとか、そうするとその会社の会議室だとそんな面白いこと思い浮かぶわけないから、なんか全然違う場所。なんかホテルの会議室とかちょっと素敵っぽいでもっと天井も高くて広い、しなんか机と椅子もなんかゴージャスだったりとか、とかなんか全然違う場所でやるとなんかこうちょっと outside the box じゃないけど的な新しいことが思いついたりするんだよね。
I think you can overdo it too. Come up with a bunch of nonsense, crazy ideas.
Yeah, but that's fine, you know. You can just come up with like thousands of ideas.
You go back to the low ceiling room and then you can parse the things that have been brainstormed.
Exactly. だからそういう意味では外でやるのがいいのかもね、本当は。公園とか。冬じゃなければ。セーリングがないじゃん。
But yeah, I think that's like, that's what I mean. It can be, difficult to be productive. You know, you go outside and you're in nature and it's like,Fuck work.
You know, 逆に、like,
you know, it's too much.
あ、そっか。
I think. At least for me personally.
そうか。
You know, I go to the park and I try to like work on something sort of trivial and I'm like,
yeah. こんなのどうでもいいわって思っちゃうよね。
It's, yeah.
確かに。だからまあ違う会議室ぐらいにとどめとくしかないか。
次、according to a study published in Computer in Human Behavior,People who play World of Warcraft experience less social anxiety and loneliness when playing the game than they do in the real world. World of Warcraft is a MMORPG, or massive multiplayer online role-playing game, with a strong social element requiring gamers to cooperate with others in order to achieve goals. The researchers conducted a survey of 161 players evaluating loneliness, social anxiety, and their gaming behavior. The same survey was answered twice,Once for World of Warcraft and once for the real world. It was found that players experienced significantly less social anxiety and loneliness in the virtual world. Study author Marcel Martensik stated the following. The online environment provides players, who are often anxious, with a space in which they can form and experience high quality relationships which satisfy their need to belong.Players, unable to find satisfying social contacts in the real world, thus turn to the virtual world, and in this way, they not only experience less loneliness, but by being accepted in an online world, also less social anxiety.
Computer in Human Behavior に掲載された論文によると、大人気ゲーム World of Warcraft で遊んでいる人々は、ゲームで遊んでいる時の方が現実社会にいる時よりも社会不安や寂しさを感じないことが分かりました。ワールド・オブ・ワークラフトは大規模多人数同時参加型オンライン RPG、 略して MMORPG で社会性要素が強く、他のプレイヤーと協力しないと先に進めません。研究では161人のプレイヤーに寂しさ、社会不安、自分の行動について評価させ、1度目はゲーム内の自分について、2度目は現実社会の自分について同じ質問に答えてもらいました。研究を率いたマーセル・マルトンシック氏は以下のように述べています。ゲームの世界は社会不安を抱えているプレイヤーにも質の高い対人関係を築き体験する場所を与えていて、どこかに所属したいという願望を叶えています。そのため現実社会で対人関係がうまくいかないプレイヤーはゲームに走り、その結果寂しさが軽減するだけでなく、オンライン社会に受け入れてもらうことで社会不安も減るのです。まあそうだよね、きっと。だって別にゲーム上に友達いたら 実際に会う友達いなくてもいいっちゃいいよね。
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad or... I mean, if it increases your... If you have to participate in the real world, then... And that becomes a more anxious proposition because you've spent so much time being comfortable in the virtual world.
Yeah.
Then it could cause some problems, but...
Right. でももともと現実社会でなかなか対人関係が築けない人にとっては、これがあるのはすごくいいことだよね。
うん、
助かるっていうか、一人ぼっちって感じなくて済むわけだから。
Well, I feel like it was just assumed for so long that interaction on the internet or interaction through video games doesn't count. It's not social.It's antisocial. It's been labeled that way for a long time, right?
Right.
Playing video games is antisocial.
よく考えるとさ、その私とかも親友が海外に住んでたりとかしたら、もう何年もメールでしかやり取りできないっていう状態が続くわけじゃん。まあスカイプしてもいいけど時差があるしとかでさ、そうするともうそれってバーチャルと一緒っていうかさ、もう文字だけでずっとやり取りしてる、文字だけの対人関係が続いてるわけで、それはじゃあ偽物なのかって言われるとそうじゃないわけだから、それと一緒だよね。
In some ways it's almost are there some areas in which a relationship in a virtual setting like this could be more intimate, or at least the opportunities are more vast, becauseIn physical real world situations, it's difficult to approach a girl. It's difficult to make new friends. It's difficult to just start up a conversation out of nowhere.
Right.
You don't know what you have in common. But if you're in a video game and you're both there,
yeah.
and we're both fighting the same monster,
right,
obviously
right.
we're into the same shit. And then
Hold
you don't have... the sort of superficial snap judgments about other people based on their clothing, their hairstyle,
right.
what they look like, their race, all of that stuff is gone. And so it's sort of, and it's sort of pure in a way. It's like that person's soul can still come through a computer in a way, if that makes
right.
sense.
Right. But then at the same time, there's always risk that,I mean, like, you can't really bring this relationship style into the real world.
It is in the real world, I think.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, for example, I've seen a lot of cases where people on online games are pretty, like, blunt or aggressive towards total strangers sometimes, you know. Like, if you suck at FPS, then people will be, like, talking shit to you all day.You just can't do it in the real world.
No, because you know, like, people get punched in the real world.
Yeah, I mean, like, just because you're good at one thing doesn't make you totally entitled to look down on everyone else,
right.
for example.
There's a weird classism that will develop in the video game environments. Or, you know, when I go to my parents' house and I try to play Halo online, I get...murdered. I'm getting shot in the head over and over.
Yeah.
And then the guy that kills me walks over to my body and he does this crouching movement over and over.
Okay.
It's called teabagging. But basically the idea is that by assuming the squat position, he's lowering his testicles onto my dead body's face repeatedly.
Oh, okay.
As a sign of disrespect.
Okay.
Because when you're in that virtual world, how do you express disrespect? Well, they're going to come over and they're going to click the left thumbstick repeatedly, and that's going to make their character do this like squatting motion on your face. Yeah, it's weird.
そっか。そうだね。だからその interchangeable ではないじゃん。っていうのはあるよね、一つ。
Yeah.
なんかその
That's why I kind of see the appeal in games like Minecraft or like What are some examples? Where it's not like, it's not about just killing the other people that are there. You know what I mean? Like, you can actually...
do other things than killing
people. Yeah,
yeah. そうだね。
It's like, if you really think about it, the virtual realm is just surprisingly violent. It's just people have found a way to go into this artificial reality and murder other people all around the world in some mass virtual simulation of I don't know, battle. It's weird.
だからなんかそのゲーム初心者の人がそれこそ今マイケルが言ったみたいにオンラインゲーム始めようとするとボッコボコにされてもう来るなみたいなすごいいじめられるわけじゃん。
It's lag.
なんかそのさ現実社会で対人関係がうまくいかないからゲームの世界で対人関係を築いている、なんていうのその現実社会の辛さを分かってる人たちのはずなのにそのゲームで弱い人にすごく意地悪になるっていうのはさ、面白い現象じゃない？
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many opportunities for experiments in these video game worlds, I think. That, because there are all these like weird social dynamics and weird interpersonal...Like, there's so much going on. It's a simulation, right?
Yeah.
That requires human input.
Yeah.
And so there's so many studies that I feel like could be done on human behavior to see how people behave. Like, you know, are people risk averse? Are people...
Right.いやだって全然違うもん。あの、私とうちの夫がゲームしてる時の、あのこの間言ったじゃん、そうだ。あの、人間性というかさ、出るよね。
Yeah, it's weird. Why is it so different? Like, when you watch people play video games, why do they make the decisions that they do?
そう。
Right?
全然違う。だから。
And it's hard to understand how that relates to real life.
ね。なんか別に私は例えばその普段そんなにリスクをめっちゃ取りまくるみたいなアドベンチャラスな人なわけじゃないけど、ゲームになると別に、まあ、死んでもいいやっていうかさ、自分が死ぬわけじゃないしと思ってもう無鉄砲に敵の前にバーッと出ていって近くで撃ちたいみたいな撃つの下手だから、ただ夫はもっとちゃんとさ本当の兵士みたいにちゃんと隠れて、タイミングを待ってヘッドショットみたいなさ、そう効率よくやりたいわけじゃん。その横で私はさ、もうオープンスペースみたいな丸出しのところに立って撃たれてるみたいな。なんかそう全然違うよね好みが。
Yeah. I mean, you can do both.
条件は一緒なんだけど。
You know, you can be James Bond, or you can be Rambo, or you can be whoever you are.
そうだね。
You can do whatever the fuck you want when you're playing that game. Like, you can be as... and games that allow you that flexibility, I think, are the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, to really express, like... I mean, it's not just an expression, like, it's more complicated than that. But, It becomes an expression to anyone who's watching you play.
そうだね。そうだね。知らずにね。自分ではこう、ベストなのをやってるつもりなんだけど、ベストって別に一つじゃないからね。
Yeah. I really think that if you watch someone play Biohazard,
yeah.
If they're the kind of, like, I'm the kind of player who always runs at 45 degrees for maximum speed, right?
Right.
And so,
like, you're one of the impatient types, right? Like, I'm the impatient one. Like,
yeah,
のんびり歩いてこわごわ進むとかができないから、もう常に猛ダッシュで、もう敵がいてもいいから、とにかく先に進みたいのね。
I'm trying to look as cool as possible. That's all I care about. When I'm playing video games, I'm trying to look as cool as I possibly can look.
And それは自分のためってこと？
Even if nobody's watching, I don't know.
自分が超イケてる状態にしたいってことでしょ？
Because if I can just like kill this dude, or I can like run up above him and jump down from above and like smack his head or snap, you know, snap his neck or whatever. I'll like do the more to just get the
cool element.
It's like more rewarding, you know.
そうなのか。
Do you know what I mean by that?
なんかそのさ、ちゃんと敵を殺したい人と私みたいに先に進みたい、あまりにもインペーシェントだから、もう先に進めたい一心でゾンビからもう逃げまくるっていうかさ、全然ゾンビと戦わないために弾がめっちゃある常に。
Are you picking up all the items?
Yes.
You don't miss items.
I don't mind missing them. It's just
you don't skip it. Because there's people that are just like,
if I see it,
because there's really meticulous people, sort of perfection. Like I can't miss items. If I miss an item, I'm like, I have to go back.
Ah, それやんない。戻らない。もう大事なアイテム逃してても別にいいやみたいな。
Yeah. So why do we have these behaviors? It's so weird.
面白いよね。だからこうみんなが戦ってて、みんながバンバンゾンビ頑張って撃ってる時に、その死んだゾンビから出るアイテムを一人で走り回って取るタイプ、取りながら先行っちゃうタイプ、最悪だよね。だから自己中タイプだね。で、あの夫が頑張ってゾンビと戦ってる時に自分だけパーッと先走っていってドアの前で待ってるタイプ、早くみたいな。だから全然違う。
It's so weird
ね。でもそれが世にはさ、会う人もいるんだろうね、同じタイプ、ようなタイプっていうかさ、あ似てるねみたいな人とか。
不思議。 I think I jump a lot too. In video games, I'm jumping a lot.
Huh. From places, like from higher places, or you're just jumping like on the
ground? I don't know when it started, but I just realized at one point that if I'm jumping, it's harder to shoot my head. So now when I play video games, like, I'm like jumping.
FPS とかの時ってこと?
Yeah, but I think I just...
でも it doesn't look cool though. I thought you wanted to look cool. What? You're just jumping so
yeah,
that
so, like,
no one would get headshot?
If there's someone behind a wall, then I like run and I jump. Like, as I'm coming out. So it's hard to hit me and I'm just like... charging.
Ah, そういうことか。
Jumping is really cool. Have you seen like Max Payne?
そういうことか。 I thought you were talking about like なんかピョンピョンしてるのかと思った。頭狙われないように。
Just like Tigger.
Yeah, like yay.
Not really like that.
そういうことじゃないのね。はい。
Yeah. According to a study published in Biology Letters, a pathogenic fungus called Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis ish, or BD, is infecting frogs and manipulating their behavior. What is bizarre about this case is that the fungus appears to be improving their odds of reproductive success by making the mating calls of infected males more attractive to females. The researchers studied the calls of 42 male Japanese tree frogs, analyzing things such as the number of pulses per note, the repetition rate of pulses, and pulse duration. They found that the infected frogs exerted more effort when calling for mates, producing faster and longer calls. Michael Ryan, a herpetologist at the University of Texas, points out that as the BD infection causes frogs to be lethargic, one would expect the amount of calling to be lower in infected males, but this is not what the study found, and that's very surprising. It suggests that BD can act like a parasite and turn its host into a zombie.
バイオロジーレターズに掲載された研究によると、Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis、略して BD と呼ばれる病原性のキノコがカエルに寄生してカエルの行動を操っていることが分かりました。奇妙なことにこのキノコは寄生したオスガエルがメスガエルに対して呼びかける鳴き声をより魅力的にし、交配の成功率を上げています。研究では42匹のオスのアマガエルの鳴き声を分析し、声の振動数や繰り返し率、長さを調べました。キノコに寄生されたカエルは普通のカエルより振動が速く長い声で鳴いており、メスの気を引くためにより頑張っていました。テキサス大学オースティンの爬虫類学者マイケル・ライアン氏によると、 BD キノコに寄生されたカエルは無気力になる一方で、繁殖に関しては逆に活発になっており、 BD が寄生虫のように機能し、寄生主をゾンビ化させてしまうということです。これだね、セクシーゾンビの話は。
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. It reminded me of the cordyceps mushroom or fungi.
この BD はカエルに寄生しないと生きていけないってこと？それとも寄生しなくても生きてはいけるの？
There are frogs that are resistant to this infection.
Okay.
And so it doesn't kill them very quickly. And so they kind of become these lethargic frog zombies.
Oh, I mean this mushroom, this fungi. Like, does it need a host?
Well, I don't think so. Well, I don't know what... See, if the frog just died,
yeah,
then the fungi dies with it, right?
Okay.
So there is a motivating factor to have the frog continue to survive with the infection, so right. that it may pass the infection on to another frog, which is...
So, 交配したらメスにも移るの？
Yes, the female carries the infection. However, I think it's primarily that the male offspring are infected.
Oh, like sperms or whatever.
I think so.
I'm
not entirely sure. It's kind of complicated.
Okay. じゃあそれで生まれた子供も寄生されてるかもしれないってこと。
I think so.
そっか。あ、だからもうセックスに成功してくれないと困るもんね、そしたら。
Yeah, well, it needs to continue to
wow.
propagate, even if it's a fungi.
Hmm.
But yeah, what I was saying about the cordyceps fungi, and you probably know about it. It affects ants.
Ah, yeah.
And then they climb to the tallest point that they can, so it actually controls their mind,
right,
and makes the ant climb up,
right,
to the highest possible point, so that the fungi can explode out of its head, and then have the furthest possible floating distance.
トキソプラズマとかもそうだもんね。ネズミがかかっちゃうと猫の前にわざわざ出ていって、hey! mm-hmm. みたいな、食べてくれみたいな。そうそう。
Yeah, manipulates the behavior of mice. Manipulates the behavior of human beings.
Yeah.
Toxoplasmosis does.
急にリスキーなことをやりたくなっちゃうってやつだよね。
Yeah, it's weird why it would do that.
Well, so that you will get eaten by a bigger animal. And I mean, humans have a lot of activities, including skydiving and stuff, which doesn't really benefit the parasite.
Yeah,
well,
the relationship between humans and toxoplasmosis probably goes on much further back. In fact, the relationship between BD and these frogs appears to have been there for at least 40,000 years. So the reason why there's such a... the ability to control exactly what the frog is doing took time, or would have taken time, to evolve.
そうだね、right? 確かに。
It's not just by chance that
like
gets a fungal infection and now it's sexier to the other
right.
frogs or whatever.
Right, right.
That's sort of a... I mean, I don't know which is adapting to which, because it's possible that the frog, knowing that it's going to die, is more desperate in its attempts to mate.
Ah,
but either way, it serves BD.
そうだね。結果的にはね。
Yeah, and doesn't serve the species. It serves the individual and doesn't serve the species as a whole. It doesn't
right,
help
right.
the species to spread the disease, right?
Right.
It's good for the frog. But generally, animals don't take such a... behave in such a way that's bad for the species.
Right.
It's more likely that this was the... fungi's idea and not his.
そうだね。だって無気力になっちゃうんだもんね。
うん。
やだね。
And this, they found that this is also true for leopard frogs, which is another kind of frog.
Okay.
But they're not sure how it is that the fungi actually controls the behavior.
Huh. どうなってんだろうね。
It's way too complex for us, I think.
Is it? It's neurological, right?
I would assume so. The only thing we know is that the frog gets infected. This is what we call this infection. And then this is how the behavior of the frog changes.
Hmm.
But we don't know why it is that when a frog is infected with this thing, that its behavior is actually changing in such a...
Right.
Precise manner.
Hmm.
And there's this happens with a lot of fungi and life, animal life. And there's a theory that this is what has happened to human beings.
Hmm.
You know, I've talked about it before, but the McKenna's stoned ape theory,
right.
is this same idea that.Human beings who have had an extensive history with psilocybin going back probably hundreds of thousands of years, that the way that we changed was sort of the mushroom's idea.
Right. だから本当にそのフリーウィル、だから例えば、あ、チョコレート食べたいって思ったら、それは単に鉄分が不足してるとかさ、
mm-hmm.
マグネシウムが不足してるとかってあるじゃん。その味がどうこういう問題では実はないみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
あとその最初の窃盗症の話とかもそうだし、なんかこうだってこのカエルはさ、自分がインフェクトされてることに多分気づいてないじゃん。まあ、気づいてるかもしれないけど、気づいてない場合さ、
Well, it's not a, really a conscious animal, so.
全然分かってないけど、なんか急に無気力になったなみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
しかもすごいなんか魅力的な声が出るようになってきたみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
でもそのカエルはそれが自分にクレディットあげてるじゃん多分。
Yeah.
If they're conscious, like, oh wow, like I'm suddenly super hot.
Yeah, but think about this stoned ape theory. The change in behaviorthat is observed in these frogs is so minor compared to the change in behavior that occurred in human beings.
まあそうだね。
You know, and the mainstream theory of the throwing arm or whatever crap, that, you know, it's such a drastic change in behavior that it seems to suggest that there was some outside influence.
Right.
You know, so...
yeah, it could be aliens, it could be mushrooms, it could be other things.
Well, I think it is mushrooms. So I mean, I'm not, I don't know.
We're all
but I think that's the most convincing.
By mushrooms.
it's such a bizarre idea.
Jesus was mushrooms.
But think about the fact that we've had such a long history with psilocybin. The cave paintings, there's so many cave paintings.Of these mushrooms.
Right.
We know that people have been taking them in rituals for a
mushrooms
very long time.
Mushrooms are so creepy. Just the fact that they operate entirely differently from plants, and the fact that they have hoshi, you know, just like spreading into the air, that always like creeps me out. Like,
apparently,
what are these?
At one point in the very early history of the planet, fungi was the predominant life form on the planet.
Really?
Yeah. For some, not a super long time, but there was one period in which fungi kind of took over.
Huh.
Very briefly. Or at least I read that in some study somewhere.
Okay.
Like early in the history of evolution.
Okay.
I don't know. Huh. They analyze all these...sedimentary layers.
Right.
And see weird stuff that was going on.
Weird.
Yeah.
I like eating mushrooms, like shiitake とかさ. It's really good, but it looks weird. Like enoki とかさ. It's like, what? What is this? Alien plants.
Well, they're... they have a very unique place in the ecosystem where they're the... what is it called? First decomposers, which means they don't kill anything to live. They right. they survive off of dead organic
right.
matter.
Right.
So, you know, that's really seems like a well balanced and
life recycle
morally prestigious so position in the ecosystem.
Well, unless you're infecting animals and, I mean, controlling them.
How can something so unintelligent, something so basic, something as primitive as a mushroom, exert its will in action over a living, moving creature, and even a human being with a thinking mind, with billions of neurons, and went to school, and has a degree, and all this stuff, and then you get a toxoplasmosis infection.
Go skydiving.
And you try to do a backflip off some boat and off the coast of Tahiti and crack your head open. You know, like...
Yeah.
It's weird.
Nah. Yeah, it is... Yeah. So done. It's quite weird. It's interesting.
Yep.
お話以上ですか?
Yep. Oh, 花粉症 is starting up.
And, そうだね。今日からちょっと暖かいもんね。
I saw this new product that they're selling for 花粉症.
Okay.
And it's this spray.
Nasal spray?
No. I don't even know what kind of spray to call it. Because on the package, there's a picture of someone spraying it, right?
Yeah.
You don't spray it in your nose. You don't spray it like in the back of your throat or something. You encase your entire fucking head in this spray. You take the spray and you spray your whole head. And it's supposed to help repel pollen.
What?
Yeah.
Not just your face?
No.
Your entire head?
I'll show you.
何それ日本のやつ?
Of course.
なんで頭にもやらなきゃいけないの? どういう仕組み?
Because we planted all the sugi trees. Look.
花粉 PM2.5 ブロック。
Look at that. She's covering her whole head.
目元や鼻への付着を防ぐ。ああ、だから髪の毛とかから落ちるからってことか。
But still, to take a chemical and spray your entire head is pretty crazy.
天然温泉水配合。
My allergies would have to be really bad for me to use that.
へえ。これ、面白いね。資生堂じゃん。へえ。Looks like she's at peace. 超 at ease.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. 聞くのかな?
Well...
誰かやってみて。
怖いよね。
人にやらせる。
絶対やりたくない。
何が入ってんだろうね。何があってブロックされるんだろう?
What would be okay? Can you think of something that would be okay?
Or like it's some organic...Something from some plants.
It's not organic anything.
Or oil or whatever. I don't know.
Even if it was oil. You know,
like coconut oil type of stuff.
Like, no.
Oh, it's like good for your skin too. Like how miraculous. No.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, but... Yeah, just thinking about how much consumption... is involved in the whole 花粉 epidemic.
まあ、マスクから始まりね。
Yeah. All the masks,
nasal sprays, fucking nasal sprays.
Nasal spray, the
まあ、薬もそうだしね。
Head spray.
あとあの鼻を焼くさ治療とかあるじゃん。粘膜を焼いちゃうやつ。
Yeah, all this stuff because of trees that the government planted.
Yeah, thank you, government.
I like don't want to participate in like buying the masks and buying, you know, the, you know, encasing my entire head in this chemical and you know, like
yeah. そうだね。辛いんだよね。でも杉は私でもそこまでじゃないんだよな。ブタクサとか、そっちがやばい。So I'm okay today.
I'm okay today too, but I have no faith that I'll be okay in like 2 weeks.
でもすでにね、朝とか夜とかちょっと鼻詰まってるもん。もう何週間前から。It sucks.
Yeah.
I wanna like take off my nose and just wash it.
Like ゴリキル。
Or I just like tell my brain, like allergy is just an overreaction, like.I'm trying to like overcome this body function with knowledge.
That's not gonna work. It's not
Sometimes
gonna
work. It does. Sometimes it does. Like
no,
this
if some placebo stupid effect. Fungi can control your mind. Good like, luck.
Like my nose is kind of getting itchy and I feel like I'm gonna start sneezing like crazy. Mm-hmm. I tell myself like, no, like it's not real. Like this is overreaction of my immune system. Like it, mm-hmm. I don't.Need to sneeze right now, and then sometimes it goes away, and I'm like, oh, my knowledge beat my bodily function.
Did you see? I never watch the Oscars or any of that shit. But someone sent me the link, some link to like watch it. So I was watching it, and so Leonardo.DiCaprio is...
やっともらったよね。
Yeah,
which... 私見てないんだけどね。スピーチも見てない。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I don't care about the Oscars, whatever. But Leonardo DiCaprio went up there, said his thank yous, and then immediately commented on climate change and the fact that we take this world for granted.
Wow.
And had this whole speech about something that was actually important. And I was just... I just wish more people did that.
Yeah, さすがプリウスの CM してるだけありますよね。環境に優しいで有名のディカプリオ。Yeah, I mean it's nice that he got it finally. I mean he's a good actor. I really like him.
Yeah, that's told him way. There is speech.
No, I think it's important though. I mean he was in the Prius ads because he.Believed in it, you know, and I think that not many people do that. You know, famous people, they're just like advertise whatever they have to.
Yeah.
For the money. Yeah, and
right. I mean, if you really think about it, almost all of the talking heads. So talking head is just an expression that refers to the people that you see on TV and the people you see on the news. All of those talking heads, they're all sellouts.
Yeah.
They're all sellouts. They're all, they've, there's a hand shoved all the way up their ass, all the way up to their mouth, and it's moving their lips, and they're taking a paycheck, you know?
Yeah, 日本ではあまり話題にならないけど、やっぱりそういう、なんだろう、意識っていうか、movement みたいなものはあってさ、その、歌手のアデルとか、Mm-hmm. はもうそういうのが嫌だからもう CM とかには絶対出ないしアシスタントとかもそんなに雇って何選択してもらったりとかも嫌だし、mm-hmm. もう本物の人間として暮らしたいみたいな、yeah. でそれの一方ですごいクールだとされてるビヨンセとかロリアルの CM とかして物を人に売ってるわけじゃん。だからそういうのを比べるとどっちが生きてるかっていう、yeah. そのメインストリームメディアがどっちが生きてるかってで決めるんじゃなくて自分の何評価基準で言うと私はそういうアデルみたいな人の方が生きてるなって思う。なんか普通の、yeah. 本当のアーティスト。
If you're a real person, then you're not accepting large amounts of money for people to control what you say.
Yeah. Exactly.
So as soon as you're doing that, you're not really, you know, what is what you say worth, really?
Yeah.
Why should people listen to you?
Yeah, and you say that, you know, you're an artist, you like making music, but then you're selling cosmetics to teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like...
Is it worth it? You know,
yeah.
That's the question. Is it like, worth it?
And everyone knows that you have, like, billions of money now.
So you sell what you can say. You sell your voice. You sell your opinions. You've sold out, you know?
Yeah.
People can give you money and then your mouth will make certain noises. And then now you have one extra Mercedes Benz.
Right.
Yeah, good job. You know, like, yeah. And that's all the talking heads pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. This all goes back to, you know, fuck sponsors and yeah. that whole thing. But.
だから CM でドラえもんの役やってるジャンレノ見てると悲しくなっちゃうもん。It's like, why is he did he like run out of money? Like what?
But people see it the other way sometimes. It's like, oh, he's doing ads for Hugo Boss. He's really made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, in other news, in 4 or 5 days, an asteroid is going to come potentially within 24,000 kilometers of hitting planet Earth.
Whoa.
And it's actually going to, it may come closer to Earth than our geostationary satellites.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Yeah, it's 30 meters across.
Whoa.
The Chelyabinsk meteor was 20 meters across.
Right.
But, so it's only 10 more meters across, but that's 50% more diameter, which is like,
死ぬの?私たち。
What's the volume equation for a sphere?
Are you asking me?
It's like 4/3. Pi times the radius to the third power, some weird shit like that. But yeah, you increase the diameter by like 10 meters. It's more than twice as massive. It's
right.
The volume increases. If you double the diameter, the volume increases like eightfold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not going to hit Earth on March 8th. So don't freak out about that, but it's going to get close. However, next year, it will come around again.
What?
And next year, there's a 1 in 250 million. 1 in 250 million is the odds of it
hitting
Earth. Yeah.
Whoa.
Which are greater odds than the odds of any person winning the Powerball.
Right.
Yeah. Which is 1 in 292
Right.
million.
And people did win.
Well,
like three people or something.
Well, the what's interesting to me is the level of excitement that individuals experienced for the 1 in 292 million odds is much greater than the level of concern about 1 yeah. in 250 million odds of a meteor hitting planet Earth.
まあだから人間っていうのは楽観的な生き物なのかね。つまり。
Apparently.
じゃない？そんだけの確率でもパワーボール勝つかもしれないけど、そんぐらいの確率ならまあ地球には当たんないかなみたいな。ポジティブ。
Well, I guess the odds of it hitting somewhere on Earth that would personally affect you are much lower.
Well, you never know. It's next year, you said.
Yeah, but it might miss, too. We don't know.
Where's it's Bruce different. Willis?
He's too old.
Well, hopefully it won't hit us. Yeah. We'll still be here.
Mm.
That's it? No
yeah.
more news?
No, just the world
Nothing
might end
about
next
Trump.
Year. That's all.
Okay. Have you seen the drone video? That
Which video?
John Oliver made about Donald Trump.
He made a video, or his program about Donald Trump?
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen it.
It was pretty funny. Okay.
Did you want to say something about that?
No.
Wait, so did he, is he the Republican frontrunner now?
I thought so. I don't know.
He must be.
Yeah.
Who else would it be?
Yeah. I mean, he was. He won in many, many states. Right?
So.
It's pretty crazy to think that he made it this far. I mean, it's funny.
I've been... What is Japan's position on Trump? My Trump intel is so...
Well, he's internet. Just known as a person who says, you know, crazy stuff.
Right.
That's it. And he said, like, he mentioned Japan by saying something that we're going to beat Japan, China, Mexico, and whatever with trades, you know. So that caught a little bit of attention. But
well, he's a huge supporter of like tariffs and negotiating trade deals that would be really good for America and bad for everyone else is how he thinks it's going to work. But and he's made comments about Japan in the past. I think, you know, like we have our military over there protecting Japan and they don't give us anything.
Yeah. So that he talks about
which isn't
that
true.
Too. Yeah.
Plus, America is the one that wants their shit here.
No.
Largely. So he just doesn't seem to have, he's just not smart.
No, I mean, he hasn't really stated any like practical policies. So, I mean,
build a wall, have Mexico pay for it.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Like all the things that he's saying, it's not going to happen. Like even if he becomes the president, it's just not doable. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know what's going on. It's weird that he made it this far.
Do you remember when we were first talking about this, I said that there was only one thing that was going to like, there was one theme for this election, which is how should I say it? The calling out the government, calling bullshit on the government. The transparency, like the non-politician, honest, anti-status quo is going to be the theme of this election. And the two candidates that have embraced that, Bernie Sanders and Trump, have done extremely well with that message.
I really
think that is at the core of this whole thing. Is that we're done with the corruption, we're done with the shenanigans up in Washington.
I was watching the interviews, like Gaito interview mitaina, so Trump shijishiteru hito tachi. They always say like, you know, he's real, like he just says what he wants to say, you know, he believes what he says.
Right.
And I agree, you know, I think he does believe what he says. But I mean, whether that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's true, but that doesn't mean that he should become the president.
Yeah, so. It almost doesn't matter what he says because he's so, it's the fact that he's unfiltered that people, that's what people are attracted to. So it almost doesn't matter what he says.
トランプがここまで来るぐらいそれが珍しいことだっていうことがまずおかしい。
Well, think about the way that all of these presidents have been talking the whole time. You know, it's always like there's a cadence and a way of speaking, you know, like Barack Obama was great at it, but it's not how people talk, but Trump sort of talks how people talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't really talk like a politician.
Yeah.
You know, where there's the
strong that's what everyone was saying too. Like, you know, we're sick of all the politicians. We just want a businessman. You know, to represent our country, like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, でもそうね、その、本当に自分が信じてることを言うっていうのはすごく珍しい。だから、小泉さんの時とかね、日本もちょっとそういう感じ、その、彼は言ってることを本当に信じてるように少なくとも見える。すごく自信満々で、
Well, he never gave off this impression that he was
fake.
fake or really fragile.
So,
you know, there's a fragility with that, all that fakeness. Because if there's a crack, then the whole thing just comes apart.
そうそうそう.
But, you know, Koizumi doesn't give a shit if he was, you know, riding Segway into a tree and it's on TV. Like, he doesn't care.
Yeah. そうそう。だから...
But if you have the whole fake, you know, built up image thing, then you have
to freak out and cover it up. そう、すごい人気あったもんね。ポスターがさ、すぐなくなったりとか、まあ、今だと考えられないけど、あの、なんかこう、純ちゃんのお菓子みたいのがすごい売れたりとかさ、なんかおばさまたちがキャーキャー言ったりとか、っていうのはやっぱりそうだよね。言ってることが本当っぽいっていうか、彼が実際に信じてることを言ってるし、自信があるっていうのはまあ大事だよね。でもトランプはちょっと違うけど。
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. I mean, it's a show. It's a reality show.
Well, he knows how to do reality shows.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it, right?
Yeah, he's doing it right
he's
now.
He's a pro.
He's doing it right now. The only difference is, you know, he doesn't have to pay for the camera equipment or the platform or the...
Yeah. And he's getting so much donation and it's crazy. And there's so many people on TV like publicly supporting him. That's kind of, I mean, you know, I don't personally know anyone who actually support him. So I can't imagine that these people are real, like they actually exist.
That's your reality bubble, sort of.
Yeah, because I mean, I live here in Japan. I've never lived in the States. I don't know any. To my knowledge, I don't know any Republican, really.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I've never been to, like, middle part of the States, you know.
Do you think of yourself as a Democrat?
I don't know. I'm
But when you say
liberal,
okay,
I think.
But is that
if I have
a Democrat?
To, I guess. I mean, I agree more with what, you know, like pro-choice or, I don't know, whatever.
Take it all.
I mean, I certainly don't agree with what Trump is saying.
Right.
Like, oh, we should take out ISIS families. Like,
oh, we have to kill their families.
Yeah. We just have to take them out. And when he said that, Fox anchor people's faces... You gotta watch that. Like they're shocked, and they're Fox. You know, Trump can shock Fox people. It's quite amazing.
I'm sure Rupert Murdoch just went and jumped in a giant swimming pool of cash when that line was
drawn. Yeah, I mean these people sitting in the studio, they were just like blank face. Like, what did he just say? So.
There's a lot of investigative journalism that has gone on in this political race that has been really interesting. The exposure of a lot of the mainstream, the major media networks, and how they're all owned by the same, you know, by the cabal. And that what they, the way, it's mind control. It's not, you know.
Right.
I don't mean to get my tinfoil hat out, but it is mind control.
I'm certainly not knowledgeable with politics in Japan and in the States, but I kind of wanted to see Bernie Sanders win. Like, I wanted to see what would happen if someone like him takes over.
Well, he might, right?
Really?
I think so. Has it been decided between Sanders and Clinton?
I thought it would be Hillary, but I don't know. Because, I mean, I don't know. Because older people are voting for Hillary, no?
I don't know. A lot of special interest groups are voting for Hillary. A lot of...
Right. Right. And she's famous, you know? She's been famous. She's been around forever, and she's a woman. So maybe a lot of women
like,
want that, or I don't
know. Like usual, the candidate selection is pretty it's a thin soup. So.
ちょっと Bernie Sanders 買ってほしかった。
We'll see. Whatever. Just politics.
Yeah.
They don't really control anything.
文字起こしのテキスト、Android と iPhone と Mac のアプリで購入できますので。
450円。じゃなくて。
じゃなくて240円。
うん。
で、月々読み放題。読み放題、膨大な量のテキストありますので、このお得なやつやってみてください。あとアマゾンで宇宙トレーナーとファーウィンクス T シャツ売っていますので、そちらも今ちょうどね T シャツでもトレーナーでもどっちでも使える時期だよね。ぜひよろしくお願いします。 Yeah, you can buy both. It's not that expensive. あとインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやっていますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。質問はツイッターでしてもらえると答えやすいです。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。